Our next item is change of zone number 1721, Captain's Way Development LLC.
Mr. Chairman, that's in my area, and if I'd like to open it up, if there is any discussion on this, I have a motion prepared, but if anybody would like to comment before, I'd be welcome to any comments.
Well, gentlemen, I think it speaks to the affordable housing.
I think it's got two components. It actually is affordable and actually has access to mass transit for people that have trouble putting affordable housing on their head. So I agree with what you have written down here, Mr. Burton.
I was disappointed to hear that the applicant is using Maryland contractors, but I'm still supportive of the supportive of the application.
That's right. That's not a fatal flaw.
No,
unfortunately.
Just a disappointing one.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1721 for Captain's Way Development LLC for a change of zone from AR1 to a GRRPC based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. This project represents the same site plan that received preliminary subdivision approval from this commission on March 23, 2006. GR zoning is appropriate for this site since the purpose of the GR zone is to provide for medium density residential use, including manufactured housing. This site with the RPC overlay and proposed infrastructure meets these purposes. With the conditions placed upon this project, the RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel of land. The purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale developments as a means to create superior living environments with the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. The project promotes affordable housing in Sussex County, and the applicants have explained that it is in an area where suitable infrastructure for housing exists or will be constructed, such as a public transportation route and central water and sewer. The project is in close proximity to a developing area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan and is near the towns of Milton and Allendale. As this commission determined in 2006, the project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or the community, and substantial buffers have been established along the Nature Conservancy boundary and other adjacent properties. The project promotes the housing elements of the county's comprehensive plan. One of the plan's goals is to provide housing for all Sussex County residents, and particularly workforce housing and housing for lower and moderate income county residents. The plan also supports manufacturing housing as proposed by the applicant as affordable housing alternative. The project is located along Route 16, which is recognized by DLDOT as a major collector road. It is also close by an existing mobile home park with a gas station, which are compatible with the GR zoning and the proposed RPC development. Although this is a change in zone application, the proposed use remains a subdivision. I am satisfied that the applicant has addressed all the items on section 99-9C of the subdivision code. The reduced setback proposed by the applicant are appropriate for this project. They will permit alternate home placements within the project, and they promote design ingenuity. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A maximum number of lots shall not exceed 301 lots. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. A multimodal path shall be included on at least one side of all streets. Street lighting shall be included throughout the subdivision. The location of all street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. All entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. All amenities shall be clearly shown on the final site plan, and they shall be open and available to use by residents prior to the construction of the second phase of the development. The project shall be served by a publicly regulated central sewer system defined by county ordinance and shall be incorporated into a regional wastewater treatment system, if at all possible. The operation of the sewer system shall be subject to the Delaware Public Service Commission and all applicable state and county regulations. The project shall be served by Central Water. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control have been constructed in accordance with the applicable state and county requirements and shall be operated using best management practices to provide groundwater recharge. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. Wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except where authorized by federal or state permit. All reforestation areas shall be shown on the landscape plan submitted as part of the final site plan review process. In addition, as required by the approvals for the subdivision 2005-24 on this site, the proposed conservation easement shall specifically be referenced on the final site plan. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. Because the project will be for moderate income family, additional tot lots shall be included within the site. The location of these tot lots shall be spread throughout the project as shown on the final site plan. The commercial areas associated with this RPC approval shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. The proposed use for these areas shall be limited to the permitted uses identified for a B1 zoning district. Areas to be used for a DART bus stop and a school bus shelter with parking for 5 vehicles shall be set aside near the entrance to the project. The areas for the bus stop shall be constructed at the time of the DelDOT entrance is also constructed. As required by the approval for subdivision 2005-24 on this site, a fence shall be installed on the east side of the project as stated by the applicant and shown on the final site plan. The buffer areas shall be clearly marked on the site with the location and type of marker shown on the final site plan. In addition, the restricted covenants and any lot leases must contain a notice describing the buffers and prohibiting any disturbance of them. The setbacks for the lots with a single wide manufactured home shall be 12 feet from the front yard, 10 feet from the side yard, and 5 feet from the rear. For the setbacks for lots with double-wide manufacturing homes or stick-built homes shall be 25 feet from the front yard, 5 feet from the side yard, and 10 feet from the rear yard. In addition, the project must comply with any more stringent setbacks or separation requirements established by the Delaware State Fire Marshal. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question.
Yeah.
Item number O, proposed use for these areas shall be limited to permitted uses identified for B1 zoning districts. It's my understanding that the applicant intends to utilize that a portion of their commercial area for the purpose of display of manufactured homes or modulars. A B1 zoning does not permit that.
Can that be added?
I think you could add that.
B1 zoning with the addition of?
The display of model homes.
Yeah, but if you do that, it's strictly for that use. It only, if everything else in B1 would still be permitted.
Right.
It wouldn't be allowed to do car sales and boat sales. It would just be limited to manufactured homes and modulars.
Yeah.
The sale of?
Display of and sale. Display and sale of.
I think you just say uses identified for B1 zoning districts or the display or sale of manufactured homes. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd like to add that to the motion.
To O.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval for change of zone number 1721, Captain's Way Development LLC. For the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Opposed?